Danny?
Yes.
Humphrey?
Yes.
Farfel?
How's that?
Fatatatita?
Yes, you wanted something?
How would you like to help me tell the story of Peter and the Wolf?
Oh, that's a dandy. Isn't that the story where each character is represented by a different instrument of the orchestra?
Certainly. Everybody knows that, for the heaven's sakes.
I didn't know that. Oh, well then, Farfel, I'll explain. Now, in this story, the bird is represented by the flute. Listen. The duck is represented by the oboe.
Yes?
The cat by the clarinet. The grandfather by the bassoon. The wolf by the three horns.
Oh!
Peter?
Peter is represented by the string quartet. And the rifle shots by the kettle drum and the big drum.
Wow.
That's right, Humphrey. Well, let's start the story. Early one morning, Peter opened the gate and went out into the big green meadow.
Oh, it was a beautiful day.
In fact, there had never been such a day.
It was gorgeous.
Well, what could go wrong on such a beautiful day, for the heaven's sakes?
Cute.
You see, Danny, the bird was Peter's friend, and he sat on a branch of a tree.
Bet I know what he's saying.
What's that?
He's saying, all is quiet, all is quiet.
And all was quiet that morning. In the meadow. Just then, a duck came waddling round.
Oh, yeah. Look at her waddle.
She was glad that Peter hadn't closed the gate and decided to take a nice swim in the deep pond in the meadow.
Oh, that sounds nice. How peaceful it was.
So the duck swam round and round the pond. The bird sat contentedly in the tree. And Peter sat down in the grass, leaned back, thought to himself, how wonderful the world is.
Oh, that's stupid, you know. Didn't they know there was plenty of excitement to come that day?
That comes later, Fatatatita. That comes later.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't mean to tip off the plot here.
But the bird grew restless. He saw the duck, so he flew down onto the grass, settled next to her, and shrugged his shoulders. What kind of a bird are you if you can't fly? Said he. To this the duck replied,
what kind of a bird are you if you can't swim?
And dived back down into the pond. Well, you can just imagine, that did it. The fight was on.
Yes, the fight was certainly on. They argued and argued, back and forth, the duck swimming in the pond, the little bird hopping up and down along the shore.
Suddenly...
What?
Suddenly something caught Peter's attention. He noticed... That's right, a cat crawling through the grass.
A cat? Oh, no.
Here, let's not knock cats, you know. I'm a cat.
Yes, Fatatatita, but this cat was interested in catching the little bird.
Oh, that's terrible. Must be some common alley cat. Not one of my crowd, you know.
The cat thought, now the bird is busy arguing, so I'll just sneak up and grab him.
Uh-oh.
Stealthily, she crept towards him on her velvet paws. Closer.
No.
Closer.
No.
Closer yet.
Oh.
Until...
Yes. Look out!
It's a good thing Peter shouted, because the bird immediately flew up into the tree.
Oh, thank goodness he's safe.
And the duck quacked angrily at the cat.
Yeah, but the duck quacked from the middle of the pond. She wasn't taking any chances.
Well, the cat walked round and round the tree.
Yes, and I think I know what he was thinking. He was thinking, is it worth climbing up so high? By the time I climb up there, you know, the bird will have flown away, for the heaven's sakes.
Serves the cat right for picking on a little bird.
Just then, Grandfather came out.
Aha.
He was pretty angry because Peter had gone into the meadow when he shouldn't have. Grandfather said,
it is a dangerous place, the meadow. If a wolf should come out of the forest, then what would you do?
And Grandfather was a wise old man. Peter really should have listened to him.
Peter didn't listen to him.
No.
No, sir. He paid no attention to his grandfather's words. Why, boys like him aren't afraid of wolves. Are they?
But Grandfather took Peter firmly by the hand. He locked the gate and took Peter home.
Yes.
Yes. So it would seem that that was the end of Peter's adventures for that particular day. But was it?
No sooner had Peter gone than it happened.
What happened?
Just what Grandfather had been expecting.
Yes, yes.
A big gray wolf came out of the forest.
Oh, no!
Yes.
Oh, yes. It is a big gray wolf. Look! Here he comes! Here he comes!
Doesn't he look ferocious?
As soon as the cat saw the wolf, he climbed up the nearest tree.
Well, that's the sensible thing to do, I'd say that. Yes, yes.
But when the duck saw the wolf, she really got flustered.
What happened?
Well, she quacked and quacked.
Yes.
And in her excitement, she jumped right out of the pond.
Oh, she shouldn't have done that. Now she's in danger.
No matter how hard the duck tried to run, she couldn't seem to escape the wolf.
Uh-oh. I can see it now. He's getting nearer.
That's right.
He's getting nearer.
Why doesn't she run faster?
Nearer.
Nearer.
Catching up with her.
And then
he got her. And with one gulp, swallowed her.
Oh. Oh, the poor little duck. Oh, what a poor little duck.
Can I borrow your hanky?
Oh, no.